RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Hi there. This is Rob Abel, Wizard of Eyes, and today we're very fortunate to have a special guest, a young family medicine doctor who has traveled the world and has met global leaders in his quest to understand public health needs for so many societies. He's not only an international world health and eye care interested individual, he is the chair of the Department of Family Community Medicine, and he's part of a consortium of Delaware Health Science Alliance that collaborates between four major medical institutions. So he has the unusual position of being a family medicine doctor who takes care of real patients and well as informing the whole community about international needs because it is a global world. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Omar Khan. Would you be kind enough to tell the listeners, how did you get interested in international medicine?
Good morning, Dr. Abel. It's a pleasure to join you. Thank you for having me on. You know, I think that my interest in international medicine was sparked by, you know, what so many folks have done, which essentially is travel and at the same time see the level of needs that exist around the globe and several of them in our backyard, and that's why we consider it global health rather than just international health. And I think wherever there's need, that's why we got into healthcare. And several of those most pressing needs tend to be in other countries.
You know, it's very interesting. There must be 25 years that our medical center has had a international health and travel service. So in a sense, there was always that connection because people are moving about, coming in. Doctors are going to visit other places. So we had to be aware of what the particular needs are. And so it's people like you who get involved in this. And how do you keep informed about major developments and economic issues, nutritional needs, infectious disease? It would seem to be somewhat overwhelming to me.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm glad you raised the issue of travel, because whether it's Ebola or now it's Zika or, you know, insert the latest hot zone virus here, we're always going to need to keep abreast of the latest issues in international medicine and travel medicine. You know, I think in a way the right answer to the question really is, you know, reading stacks of medical periodicals, and maybe a few years ago that would have been the only answer. But honestly, these days, and I think Google has demonstrated this, the way to keep on top of this sometimes is social media. You know, the way that the Ebola epidemic and now the flu epidemics have been tracked is using Google-related applications that simply look for the amount of traffic that or buzz that terms are generating. And through doing that, we can actually figure out where certain hotspots might be and where certain epidemics might be starting. So, silly though it may sound, it's not trivial. Social media, new media, Twitter, Facebook, listservs from the CDC, those are critical ways of remaining in touch these days.
So if you take the latest virus out of Brazil, mm-hmm. and say that since people are going to be traveling back and forth, even though the mosquito may make that long journey itself,
right?
How do you prepare our community or a community for dealing with the issue? But what would you advise as preventive concepts?
Sure. I think the first thing to be aware of is, one is that we live in uncertain times, but actually we have never been safer and healthier as a group now. And that really means 100 years ago, many different things affected us. We're actually much better off in most ways, even though it seems like we're living in uncertain times. The second is, we're still far more likely to be afflicted by the common issues, what we get affected by here, than we are by uncommon ones. So what I mean by that is, travelers to Brazil will inevitably ask me about Ebola or Zika and so forth, but actually what they're far more likely to still have is a blood clot from not moving around enough in the plane, or traffic accident injuries, or if they have chronic disease, have complications, diabetes, heart disease. So I think that's another foundational piece. with regards specifically to Zika virus, which is the issue these days, mosquitoes and vector-borne disease have always had the same types of prevention, as you well know. Bed nets, repellents, and common sense safety measures will protect you from dengue and Zika, which are both of which are transmitted by the Aedes mosquito, as well as by through malaria, which is transmitted by another mosquito. So common sense, I'd say, is probably still the best prevention.
You know, that since some of the common side effects are birth defects, including brain and eyes, would you say that women should not get pregnant during this period of time, or should they move to Norway and Alaska?
It's a very good question. I'm sure Norway and Alaska would have something to say about that. So, as you know, some Latin American countries have taken the unusual step, the health ministers of some countries, of actually recommending women not get pregnant. And, you know, in the case of an epidemic of a condition, a vector-borne disease epidemic like this one, I think it comes down to risk perception, just as with malaria and dengue. There are parts of Africa where if a child has a fever, they automatically treat for malaria. And even though the rate may be less than 10%, I think we have to be careful in how much we recommend in terms of prevention and cure. So if one has a high risk of being bitten by a mosquito, I think absolutely contraception is incredibly important. If one is in an urban area, low risk of mosquito bites, even if you're living in Brazil, you know, I'm going to say one should err on the side of common sense. In the absence of risk, you know, all childbirth is ultimately going to be a risk. I think one has to weigh that very carefully.
I think Oscar Wilde said that common sense is uncommon, but we'll hope that there's more of it. How do your colleagues at Christiana Care stay informed on these issues? Or is that one of your jobs, is to sort of keep it broadcast to the wider community?
Sure. Well, I think luckily there's a group of us here at Christiana Care who form a global health group, and through that we engage in education and teaching of our residents who are junior doctors out of medical school. And really we try to make sure the next generation is as informed about this or more than we are. On a day-to-day basis, we have a hospital epidemiologist, Dr. Marcy Dries, who's an infectious disease specialist and trains through the CDC. One of her roles is, in fact, to keep the rest of the organization informed of the latest developments in infectious disease. And at the department level, we have individuals who are more well-versed in this and interested in it, and again, it's their job to disseminate out to their colleagues as well.
You know, I remember in medical school, it was kind of a fascinating concept to know about tropical medicine. Well, tropical medicine looks like it's in our backyard. How do you think Americans are going to stay informed, or did you sort of say that they're going to do that by social media and local media?
I think that's right. I think that social media has to be informed by the best science no matter what. So I think as regular, ordinary Americans, we have a responsibility to tweet out or Facebook out or communicate out the best and most available science. I rely on the Centers for Disease Control guidance for our work in the U.S. Typically, that's concordant with the World Health Organization guidelines. And if folks want, they can go to www.cdc.gov, G-O-V, or www.who.int. They can get access to both of those organizations.
Well, Dr. Omar Khan, it's a pleasure to have you, and I need to have you back because you're a fund of information. I think one of the key things you said, that we live in uncertain times, but it's never been safer or healthier or had better communication. We're very fortunate to have people like you in our community, and I'm sure that we need to be back together and share a lot more of this information. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Watch out for mosquitoes. Stay well, see well, and stay tuned for the next segment.